The Anton Savage Show with Kiries.ie on News Talk.
We are gradually working our way up the fitness and high performance spectrum. So we started with Stephen Donnelly, who is going for the occasional dip and is off for a swim. We now move into what I call our significant Lycra phase. This is with Pete the Vet, who is resplendent, as he always is, in Lycra. And we will finish with the happy pair, who, as you know, are just obscenely and sickeningly fit. Pete, can I apologise to you? Because normally you cycle all the way from Wicklow to the Dublin City Centre. We've shortened your usual routine. Are you all right?
I'm just about coping. I just came down from Braces. It's only like 25 minute cycle, not so bad, but I'll be heading off down after this down to Wicklow town. It's a lovely spin along the coast
and a beautiful day for it.
It sure is
weather. Sure, hopefully it'll last. Now, we've lots that you have to address for me. One that I got halfway into during the ad break and I had to say, no, hang on, we'll get into this on air, because I was surprised by some of the answers. Text asks, we have a rabbit who free, by the way, Pete the Vet, obviously, if you have any questions in relation to animal care or animal behaviour, 53106 or 087-1400-106. Back to the rabbit. We have a rabbit who free ranges in our house. We have rabbit-proofed all the dangerous things like cables. We've put special plastic tubes around them, but he has started chewing the wooden legs of tables and chairs. How can we put manners on him? Now, can you let a rabbit just wander? Do they not poo everywhere?
No, the funny thing is they're as easy to house train as cats. So if you've got a rabbit inside the house, you just need to give them a litter tray and they just automatically know to go into the litter tray to do their business. And it's as simple as that. So they're very clean creatures.
I always thought that rabbits were very cute, very furry, docile, but kind of thick.
Not at all. No, they are so smart. Oh, so smart. No, I've been outwitted by many rabbits in my lifetime. Honestly. I have friends who have a rabbit like that that goes around their house. And they, you know, the right thing is to cover up everything like cables, because they will just chew. They will just, and they'll kill themselves if they chew through a big electric cable or something. So you have to make sure everything is completely safe. But furniture is an issue. And what my friends have done is they've actually put like wire mesh fencing around their nice tables in their dining room, because otherwise the nice dining table will be eaten by the rabbit.
One of those animals, like, are they rodentine in that they have to gnaw down their teeth all the time?
Yeah, they do, because their teeth grow all the time. So if they don't gnaw their teeth, if they don't chew things, then their teeth will grow into a big circle and stop their mouth from closing. So they have to chew things. So the answer really is you have to give them stuff to chew. So get some nice cedar wood or something that they're safe for them to gnaw on, and try and encourage them to do that stuff. And do your best to put some sort of barrier around the furniture, or exclude the rabbit from the rooms where you have your posh stuff.
Can you be affectionate with a rabbit?
Extremely. Oh, good. You really
have
no idea.
I know nothing about rabbits.
You have no idea.
They are barely above a foodstuff in my world.
No, and listen, they live for quite a long time, like 5 to 10 years.
And they form a bond with you, do they?
Oh, completely, yeah, absolutely. And they're very strong-willed, and they know what they want out of life. And we used to have a pet rabbit in our veterinary clinic. Used to live in the garden. I'm not sure how he arrived there, but he did. And I'd be having a packed lunch in the garden sometimes, and he'd be sitting beside me. And next thing I'd hear this. And I looked down and he was stamping his foot because he wanted some of my lunch now. Very, very strong-willed and very charming characters.
You may remember the Formula One commentator Murray Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Murray Walker used to work in advertising, and one of the advertising slogans that he was most proud of was, "An only hamster is a lonely hamster," because it doubled hamster sales in the UK. Is the same true of rabbits? Can you have a solitary rabbit?
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, only hamsters are not lonely hamsters.
Murray Walker lied to us.
You're meant to keep hamsters as solitary animals. They like to live by themselves, apart from during the mating season. That's it, though. Otherwise, let me be on my own. So hamsters, keep them on their own. In contrast, rabbits are social creatures, and you should keep them in pairs at least. They like rabbit company. We humans can be kind of friends with them, but we're not the same, obviously, as rabbits. And so you shouldn't get one rabbit, you should get a couple of rabbits if you're going to get them.
Text to say, I have two dogs. One of them loves walking, the other, not so much. Depends on the area we walk, but she will sometimes just put on the brakes. It's not physical because she is well able. It's more like she's lazy or has no interest. Any advice, please? I'm like a crazy woman carrying her when she refuses. She is a Coton du Tulier,
oh, yes.
Maltese. How was my pronunciation? Was that
very
all right?
Impressed. Oh,
thanks very much. Weighs around 6 kilos. Thank you. This person is carrying a 6 kilo dog around. That's, that's hefty enough. That's available for cats.
6 kilos, not so bad. That's like a big cat. Something's going on for that dog that they're not enjoying the walk. I'm not sure what that is. Now, whether there's some hidden source of pain, whether they are just lazy and can't be bothered. But what you should do, I think, is first of all, check for pain. And it's actually sometimes worth going to your vet and say, check my dog for pain, because that's better than the man or woman on the street actually working out if there's a sore area. But as well as that, think about what might motivate the dog. Some dogs are totally motivated by food. Some can't be bothered about food, but they have a favorite little bouncy ball toy or something. So find out what your dog really, really likes, and then use that to motivate them. And I wouldn't be averse to carrying a dog around either. You can get some very nice dog carriers now, a bit like China. No, you can, though. And the thing is that people think that you take a dog for a walk for physical exercise, but you also take them for a walk for mental stimulation. And they love just, even in the carrier, going around, looking at what's going on, having a sniff of the air.
Take your dog out for a carry to show at the neighborhood. Genuinely.
Definitely. Or better again, I know people who push their dog in, you know, in like a push chair, you know, like for a baby.
But I can understand
they put their dog
in
that.
If the dog is elderly and, you know, it's not able anymore, I can see that. But a perfectly healthy dog wheeling it about the neighborhood seems a bit odd.
Just because it's lazy. It is a bit extreme, isn't it? No, I would focus on trying to motivate that dog. Don't give in too soon.
Texas say, what can you do to keep your dog's breath fresh? I would have thought that's a lost cause.
No, you, I know what you should do. I also know very few people do it.
Are you going to say brush their teeth?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. Very few people do it. But if you do it...
People actually genuinely brush their dog's teeth?
People do. And
should
I have people coming in with dogs 12, 13 years of age with immaculate teeth. And I look at... People come in for vaccination or something. I look at the dog's teeth and I say, you must brush your dog's teeth, don't you? And they say, yep, we sure do. And you can tell. It absolutely makes a difference. And the thing is that we know that not just appearance and smell, we also know that dogs with healthy mouths live for longer, because when the mouth gets yucky, bacteria move from the mouth when a dog is chewing into the bloodstream, around the body, into the kidneys, the heart, the brain, and they cause all sorts of issues. So if you want your dog to have the longest, happiest, healthiest life, then you brush their teeth. Now, you can get dog chews, dental chews, which they definitely help a bit. They're quite good for the back teeth, maybe. And occasionally you hear online about sort of special liquids and powders you put into the water and they magically keep the teeth immaculately clean forever. Well, they don't. There's not good evidence that they, other than anecdotal evidence, there's no other way to do it than brushing the teeth, physically removing the plaque from the teeth, just like we do for our own teeth. That is the answer.
Depending on the type of dog you have, that could be a brave move. I would have thought a large, brushing a Rottweiler teeth.
It's all about training. And again, if you find out what motivates your dog, be it food or a game or just lots of praise, you know, a lot of dogs will just sit there and grin at you while you brush their teeth. And you do it.
A lot of them do tend to just like attention in any form.
They do. They want you to give them love. And as far as they're concerned, brushing the teeth can be love, you know?
A lot of questions about how to get rid of cats. Stray cats living in the barn for several years. What do I do about them? The cats kill a lot of garden birds around here. Another one, my neighbour has started letting her cat outside. It now insists on jumping up onto my sunroom roof and also coming into my patio. My two dogs are so stressed. What can I do? There's going to be an injury or worse soon. The cat will not just learn, but my dogs are stressed by it all.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of an issue right here because cats... they're independent creatures. People aren't obliged to look after what their cats do in the same way as they're responsible for what their dogs do. So there's a thing in our culture that we let cats live their lives. And that's all very well until your cat is annoying somebody else, which is what happened here. So I think regardless of the law, I think if your cat is bothering somebody, well, you really should pay a little bit of attention to that and see what you can do to make the situation easier. You know, you don't want to have court cases or assassination attempts or anything bad happening like that. You know, you want to just talk to each other, talk to your neighbour whose cat it is and say, listen, can we do something about this? Can you?
It's hard to tell, though, because cats are sort of like a pre-war misogynistic husband. You know, they depart in the morning, good luck, dear, and you don't see them in the afternoon, and you've no idea what they're at during the day.
But you can control their movements. For example, I know some people whose cats bully other cats in the neighbourhood. And so what they've done is they've set up a so-called time-sharing of the garden. What that means is that each house has got a cat flap, and they basically set up a timer in a cat flap that one cat will go out in the mornings up till noon, and then noon the cat's brought in and stays in for the afternoon while the other cats go out. So, you know, you can, with a bit of thought and a bit of...
I suppose, well, you could probably throw an air tag onto the collar as well and get a sense of where the cat is going and what it's doing if you really want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Nowadays, you can follow cats and you can control them to some extent, but you've heard the expression, trying to herd cats. They are a little bit difficult in some ways.
Quick and impossible one to close. How can we minimise the impact of our dog's shedding? Our floors are destroyed. We brush her outside daily.
Well, you're doing a good job by doing that. I would say one of the things I like is Dyson have got this special attachment on their vacuum cleaners that is a brush. It's a special kind of slicker type brush with very fine wires. So as you brush your dog, it sucks it into the vacuum cleaner. And that's a really good way of keeping the fur out of the way. Otherwise, it's kind of... I think it helps to put an oil supplement in a dog's food, something like mackerel oil. There's a Donegal company called Coastal Nutrients who make great mackerel oil for dogs. That's an omega-3 fatty acid supplement, and that certainly improves the quality of the skin. But unfortunately, there's nothing other than shaving that stops dogs for molting and occupying the house.
Pete, I mean this in the nicest way, but on your bike.
Thanks, Anton.
That is Pete Wedderburn, otherwise known as Pete the Vet. And there was a load of questions that I didn't get time to. We will gather them up the next time Pete's in. We will address as many of them as we possibly can.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.